Now? Go into hope again. Huh? Go a little bit more, sir. Oh, I hope so. Just feel that and see if there's any change in your body. Come on, try it. I know it sounds third grade. It sounds a little weird. It sounds bizarre. You don't know what to do, but do it anyway. Trust yourself. Now, go from that state into a state of absolute certainty, absolute intensity. Well, you know there is no question in your mind that you can achieve what you're thinking about. That thing you want to have happen in the future, make yourself feel certain right now. Will you expect it to happen? There is no question in your mind whatsoever. Stand that way right now. Assume the physiology you'd have if you were completely certain you were going to achieve what you're focusing on. If there was no question in your mind, if you expected it, if you absolutely knew its achievement was certain. Breathe the way you do when you're absolutely certain. Put the kind of look on your face like you do when you're absolutely certain. Is there a gesture? Is there something you do with your hands when you know you're absolutely certain? What do? What's that connection? What's that feeling? Create it in your body. Create it in your face. And add some excitement to that certainty. Will you expect it? You know it, and you're a little excited about it. Notice how you're standing now when you feel this way. Notice how you're breathing. When you know this is going to happen, when you feel that certainty, what do you picture in your mind? What are you picturing now that's different than before? Feel that certainty in your body. Feel it in your voice. What do you say to yourself when you know it's going to happen? And how do you say it? Trust yourself. The first thing that comes out, just notice it. Now, do you feel any difference between feeling certain and feeling uncertain? Go back to uncertain for a second. You go, no, I don't want to do it. Go, just do it. Just do it for a second. And notice how that feels like. Notice what happened to your shoulders. What happened to your breathing? What happened to your balance? What are you focusing on when you're all of a sudden uncertain or a little worried? Yeah, notice the difference. And then get certain again immediately. Instantaneously get certain. Certainty is a physiology. It's a choice. Create it in your body right now. You know it's going to happen. Create that feeling in your body where you are absolutely certain you expect it, feel it again, and lock that feeling in. That is, anchor it in, if you know what I mean by that. If you don't, act as if you know what I mean. Just lock that feeling into your body. Know what it feels like. Remember it. Connect with it. Now, you can sit back down. And I got a couple questions for you. What did you notice was different in your body when you were certain versus uncertain? Well, I'll give you some examples of what people tell me. See if these come along with your list. First of all, what was your body like in a different way? Most people say when they're uncertain, when they're a little worried, or even when they're hoping, their shoulders tend to drop. They tend to lean to one side or the other. Or sometimes they wave back and forth a little bit. They don't feel solid. They don't feel connected to the earth. Oftentimes they say what they're picturing is they see it working out and they also see it not working out. And then by having both those images, of course, they can't feel certain. Oftentimes people say, well, when I felt like I was hoping, I felt passive. But when I felt certain, I felt like doing something. Did you experience that? Could you feel the difference in your body? I mean, really, did you really feel it? If you don't get up and do it again until you can feel the difference. But most importantly, I want you to get something else. You created that certainty. How fast? Boom! In a heartbeat. And you did it by choosing to have it. Now you might say, well, Tony, that's really great. So now I feel certain. I'm very positive. So what does that got to do with it? That's not going to make me successful. You're right. Certainty by itself will not create success. Certainty must be attached to skill. But you know what? There are a lot of people that have all the skill on earth, but they're missing the emotional certainty, so they do not employ it, and they will never achieve what they want. I can also tell you that if you get enough emotional certainty as you seek an answer, you will find it, even if you've never had it before. I don't know of a more important human emotion to cultivate daily than this sense of certainty. And I want you to know this emotion is practical. You know, most of us are afraid to employ our certainty. You know why? I don't get all certain about something, get myself all worked up, have all this hope, all this belief, all this certainty, and then what if it doesn't work? What if I get put all this uncertainty and I invest myself emotionally and I have my identity tied up in this thing and it doesn't work out and then I crash and burn emotionally? That fear keeps you from having the certainty you need. That's what uncertainty creates, fear. You've got to choose one or the other. You can't serve both masters. Once you've done all your homework, once you've investigated, once you know you're on the right track, you must invest all your emotion. And yes, sometimes you're going to be certain and you're going to be wrong. That is a risk. But which risk is greater? To give your all in the wrong way and discover and learn from it so you can apply yourself better in the future, or never to employ the most powerful force that moves the human spirit? Now, I've spent a lot of time about this concept of certainty. You might say, okay, I got it. I hope you got it. I hope you've gone beyond just understanding intellectually. Maybe you'll listen to this thing about 10 times to get it in your body, right? That's when you really have it. It's not when you understand it. It's not when you say, I hear you. It's when you say, I feel you. I feel it. I know it. I'm using it. I'm doing it right now. That's when you really got it.